Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection, 6622 University Avenue. Go to stcarb.com, stcarb.com. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Hey, Jim Owens, our good buddy, has got a great interview on the Ford GT Le Mans paint scheme. Sit back and take a listen.
All right, folks. Hey, we've got our good buddy Jim Owens on the line, and I got a sneaky feeling he might be at Monterey. I don't know. What do you think, Jim?
Well, so, you know, I still call the Xfinity series the Busch series, and I still call this race the Monterey Historics. But yes, I'm at the Monterey Motorsports Reunion that's presented by Rolex.
That is fantastic. And you guys are doing something pretty exciting, or if you haven't already done it, with the 2019 Ford GT Heritage Edition. Tell us about that.
So, I mean, if you go back in the Wayback Machine in the 60s and 66, 67, 68, 69, where Ford Motor Company, Carroll Shelby, Holman Moody, and their merry band of hot rodders went on to take on Ferrari at Le Mans. And, you know, Henry Ford II and Enzo, you know, thought they had a deal for Ford Motor Company to buy Ferrari, and the deal fell apart. And Henry Ford II said, hey, you know what? We're going to come back there, and we're going to kick your butt. And they leveraged the engineering prowess and the pocketbooks of Ford Motor Company, along with Carroll Shelby and Holman Moody and the merry band of hot rodders, and they finished first, second, and third in 66, and they won 67, 68, and 69. The version that we are doing right now is paying tribute or honor to the 1968 winner, which was Chassis 1075. And it was in this beautiful, and if you are a race, even a casual race fan, like my daughters who are just casual race fans, look at that blue, that gulf blue and orange, and instantly recognize, you know, the heritage and the racing aspects of that car. So it's pretty cool, and we unveiled it yesterday. We had chassis 1075, which won 68 and 69. We had the 06 version of the heritage car, and then we had the 2019. And we had them all three driving down the corkscrew at Laguna yesterday, and it was pretty cool.
Oh, my God. You're killing both of them.
I was out there with my iPhone recording it, but we had some of the folks who are covering the race here use some of the cameras there. So we got some really good footage of a pretty historic moment, we think. You know, it spans the generations, and we're pretty excited about it.
Well, I tell you what, we do the only motorsport show in town, and I got to tell you, if there's been people talking about it, and this interview is going to go over really, really, really well. The only downside to it is Michelle and I are not sitting there with you with our radio gear doing a radio show, but that's another story.
Well, I mean, to add a little visceral to your radio program, you can hear me opening up the door, and so I'm going to try to keep it quiet while, you know, while we're on this radio program. But I'm literally sitting in the 2019 Heritage Ford GT.
I got the wheel.
I got the paddle shifters. The cool thing is, I think the designers did such a great job with it. The stitching on the steering wheel has the gulf blue and orange in the thread pattern all the way around the Alcantara.
Man, you know, when you talk heritage, you know, a lot of people have done heritage cars, you know, for whatever reason. You guys, whether it's the Bullet or the GT40, you know, has gotten right almost exactly to what that heritage car looked like back in the day, other than some, I would consider, minor, you know, body changes. Michelle, what do you think? I mean, you love the hell out of them.
Mm-hmm. And I saw them at the Steve McQueen out here on June 2nd with the Bullets, and I have to agree that the tribute cars you guys do are just off the hook.
Yeah. You,
everybody loved them.
A lot of it has to do with the family, Michelle. I mean, if you think about it, Henry Ford I, when he started Ford Motor Company in 1903, he actually used racing to start the company 18 months earlier. He took a car called Sweepstakes that him and his crew chief Spider Huff built and challenged the reigning champion from New England at the time, Alexander Winton, to a 10-lap grudge match race. And he retired as a race car driver 1-0. He sold the car that day, sold the trophy that day, grabbed three investors out of the stands, and 18 months later, Ford Motor Company was born. Wow. So we actually rebuilt that car, that original car. And the funny story is we actually had it in the Henry Ford Museum. We thought we had a recreation. And after we started, like, looking into it to build the car, we found the original drawings and noticed that the same mistakes that were made on Henry's and Spider's notes were made on this replica.
Yeah.
And so what we ended up doing is we built period-correct tooling parts and built two more of them. We take that same type of approach. You know, we've just finished producing our 10 millionth Mustang, and we take that same type of approach with the Heritage cars.
Man, I tell you, it's just unbelievable. And, you know, I've had the luxury. You invited me up to do the 350 Mustang. I mean, you guys put air scoops going to the calipers on the underside belly pan. I mean, who does that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who does that? But no, hats off, well, man. I am here to tell you, hats off.
Well, we have some passionate men and women on the engineering side who are kind of car geeks like us. And, you know, use the Boss 302 as an example, which I think is another great heritage car that we did, working with Parnelli Jones and testing it. We launched it out here at Laguna as well back in 2010. The guys who and gals who did the exhaust system literally built it at home in their garages on the weekends.
Jeez. Unbelievable. Well, I know how you
so we got a bunch of passionate men and women doing it.
Dude, and you're hard on people, too. I know the guys, John at Fox Shocks. And when you guys wanted shocks, I hear you laughing. So I walk up to him. I said, God, man, this is awesome, dude. You got your name on a truck that's awesome. He goes, we really paid for it, man. Let me just tell you. I go, what are you talking about? We must have went back and forth 60, 70 times before they liked what we did. I go, you're kidding me. He says, oh, my God, I've never worked so hard in my life. But that just shows your mentality. I don't care if it's a truck, a GT. You know, a Ford Escape. I don't care. You guys have certain requirements, and not everybody can get to that number, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and a lot of it has to do with the innovation that we can create from it. And that's the tie to the cars and trucks that people drive on the street and the normal everyday cars.
Right.
And, you know, it's the things that we learn there through innovation and technology. Like Henry in 1901, he had running two businesses into the ground. He'd move his family back into his parents' house. He was working with Thomas Edison. But he went to this dentist and he said, you know that stuff you put around my teeth? Can you put it around my firing mechanism to prevent it from the spark from being interrupted? And that innovation ended up becoming an automotive patent, something that was learned from the track.
Yeah.
And the performance aspect that made it into the everyday cars and trucks, and the men and women of Ford and Ford Performance continue to do that today.
Absolutely. Hey, Michelle, it sounds like he wants to go play. So do you have any questions? Anything else you want to ask you?
Oh, yeah, of course. I want to know about the horsepower.
So the Ford GT is 647 horsepower, 550 foot-pounds of torque, 0 to 60 in 3 and a little bit under, top speed about 216. In VMAX mode, only do that where it's safe, you know, to do that.
Right.
And that is out of an EcoBoost V6.
Dude, you're killing me. You're killing me. I don't know. I mean, you are literally. Okay, so here's the deal. Now when that car gets in the press fleet, don't forget us, okay?
So we have a couple of units that we share between marketing and engineering. And let's just say they're pretty heavily scheduled.
You think?
But
yeah.
Eventually, if we get them into the press fleet, we will not forget you. We'll have to come out to Sears Point. I'm sorry, Sonoma, and run it.
Yeah. Well, and you break your heart to have to come to the coast, huh?
Oh, I know. Again. I was up here for Shelby American Automobile Club celebrated their 43rd national up at Sears Point 2 weeks ago. And we took hot laps in one of the Ford GTs up there and GT350s and the Mustang Performance Pack. And then I am leaving this interview, and I'm going to push the start button on the car very shortly after, and we're going to drive it to the Exotic Row Cannery Parade. I don't get to drive it. Joey Hand, the 2016 Le Mans winner, gets to drive it.
Yeah,
but you know,
we've interviewed Joey many a time. Yeah, we're big. Hey, we got like 3 hours of radio in San Diego. Okay. You know, I mean, we're doing green cars, general automotive cars, and motorsports cars. So, you know, we're your big, big, big supporters. So make sure you don't misspell our names on the next press event.
We definitely won't. It's been great talking to you both.
All right, buddy.
We appreciate it.
All right, thanks. All right, Michelle, say goodbye.
All right, thank you, Jim. Yeah, thanks,
right.
Jim.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. We are The Answer. The segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. They've got deals and sales going on like crazy. If you're looking for a brand new Ford or a used Ford, makes no difference. You need to take a run down to 1595 East Main Street. Go down there today. Tell them you heard it right here on KCBQ. You can call them at 866-937-1607. They'll be more than happy to take care of all of your purchase needs. And anything and everything you buy there can be serviced there. That's right. It's a one-stop shop. I tell you, I think that's an awesome idea to be able to buy a car at a dealer and still get it serviced at the same place. El Cajon Ford, where nobody treats you better. And they support Barona Circle Track like nobody's business. www.baronaspeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com. And with that being said, Dirt Dude's on the line. What's going on, buddy?
Dude, how's it going today?
Well, you know, just running solo. I was going to bring you in and make you sit for 3 hours, but then I thought you wouldn't do that.
I've been doing work around the house today.
It's too hot.
Yeah, it is, but you still got to get stuff done on your limited schedule, you know. When you take those days, you just got to do what you got to do.
So how was the race last night?
Well, you're right. It was hot. It was really warm yesterday, and I, you know, there's a lot going on in San Diego, so it's really tough to compete with, you know, everything going on.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. I got to stop you. I don't know if you've seen this post that somebody posted all the winners that raced at Cajon Speedway. Did you see that?
No.
All right. Well, one of the gentlemen, Tim Newhouse, who I knew quite well, they sort of shorted him 7 races. So if you look at that list again, you need to put Tim at 16 wins in his career at Cajon Speedway. He texted me, and I told him I would mention it on the air. So with that being said...
dude, Tim Newhouse has raced at our track, too.
Yeah, I know.
I know who you're talking about, yeah.
So I just thought it'd be polite if I throw that out there. And so... yeah, hey, we got to get Dave Arcee in the dirt somehow. I don't know what we're going to have to do. We got to figure out how to get him in the dirt.
Dude, I don't know. He's an asphalt guy, but he builds dirt motors.
Doesn't he, though?
3 or 4 people. Yeah, I was actually talking to a guy named Chris Carnish that runs up in Paris, and he was talking about how, you know, they're running Arcee motors and, you know, couldn't figure it out. Went down there, Dave was like, oh, yeah, this is what you need to do, you know, just, you know, tweak on your motor a little bit more. The motor is there. It's right. Got the right grind on it. He goes, that's my Paris grind. And, you know, just amazing amount of different motors he does from, you know, from street to, you know, wild to crazy to mild and fun.
I know. So last night was a little on the warm side.
Yeah, and it showed, you know, you didn't get a lot of people really showing up. You know, I had over 300 fans and over 46 cars. So,
it was
a slow night. As far as spectators and cars, but it was not a slow night on the track because it was a really pretty cool night of racing. Got a few people I'd really like to thank before we get into this. We got a new starter stand, which is probably 15 feet off the ground now, so it's probably 10 to 12 feet above the normal starter stand. So now our starters are in a safer area off the track. So.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to get hit, but it makes a great place for us to go watch now. Like me and the photographer sat down there where the original starter stand was, and man, they're coming out of turn 4 right at you.
Yeah, you couldn't blink.
Our photographer's going to have some great pictures. And They also worked on an FM transmitter. That was Rez Barlow, Milden, Roundin, Miller. I know I blow his name wrong. Everyone calls him Neil. And Phil Comfort, all the guys from Comfort Motorsports, they built the new start stand, and they've been helping us with that FM transmitter that we've been having, you know, at the track. So we're fine-tuning that in. I actually got it to where you can hear it all around the track now. They were, you know, driving around golf cart with the FM radio, and they said we were transmitting pretty clear all the way around the track.
Yeah, that's I've used that technology before. It's a low frequency, but it just takes a little bit of tweaking. But once you get it in, boy, it'll be great for the fans.
Yeah.
Man, you're
good. We'll just go into how the night went in our junior drivers, our junior sprints. Webb Bakunowski got a main event win. That's his fifth main event win. And the Niedorf Masters, Aiden Figueroa, came out of Yuma, Arizona, and got his first main event win. And Charlie Carty got his sixth main event win in the Minidorf Sportsman. Onto the big track, we actually had an open comp night for modifieds, and I got a lot of people to thank there. So our pro and stock ponies, Dennis Taylor got his, I think his 12th main event win of the season. No, his 11th main event win of the season is what he's telling me. Number 11 got 11, so he was pretty stoked about that. And then into the stock ponies, Shane Sexton got his fourth main event win. So he's doing really good. That was like three in a row. So he's been really, really good. And on to the pure stocks, Rick Snager got a main event win. And that was because Christopher Evans had a DQ after the race. He went to tech and didn't pass post-race and tech inspection.
Uh-oh.
Not very happy about that. Yeah, he's kind of bummed because, you know, he had a good race. That was a good battle. Got into our dwarf car main event, and, man, it was green, white, checkered, 20 laps, and these guys were just flying. I mean, these cars were just out in front. Darren Brown in the 11 got his third main event win. So he had the field going, no caution, so they couldn't, you know, bottle them back up or, you know, line them back up. So he had to go through lap traffic and everything. And there was probably 4 to 5 car lengths between him and the 91 of Ryan O'Connor, who has three main event wins too. And then back from them, another 4 or 5 car lengths was Mikey Hall in the 7, which was looking for a main event win. The 12 of John Isabella has three main event wins, and the 5 of Robert Peters. And those guys are back and forth. I mean, it was a good battle between that's 3rd, 4th, 4th, and 5th, and, like, the first two are just still out in front, and they're just flying. I mean, that was some of the fastest times I've seen out of dwarf cars. They just had a great track for them that night. Brittany started 9th. Got to give her some props. She started 9th, finished 9th, so that means she held her own and didn't gain, but on a track like what they had, she held her own, and she didn't lose anything, which is cool because, you know, like I said, all these guys couldn't. If you got the fast top 5 cars and they can't advance, you know, it's a good race. Into the street stocks, we had the 17 Gary Rodriguez got his first main event win. 7 Dave Pistola has 5 main event wins, and actually had a broken rear end, so he wasn't able to compete for the night. IMC Modifieds, we had an open comp motor, open comp night, basically Outlaw, they're calling them Outlaw Modifieds. Their Super Nationals are going on at Boone, so it's a non-points night. So pretty much anybody that showed up with an altered motor, altered car, you know, took the top off, ran with a wing. A lot of guys did wings, side panels, different motor, different tires, stuff like that. Everything was legal. There's nothing that's illegal that night. Mike Coring, he got a main event win, and he had a good battle with a 36 Bill Miller who comes out of Yuma, Arizona. And that was 500 to win for Mike Coring. And we got some people to thank for that. Got Andy Papp, Water and Backflow Services. They kicked in money. Escondido Truck Repair kicked in money. PRI Crane, Hackett Vinyl, Custom Tees, and Sunset Cliffs Auto Repair, Web RV Service, and Express Pipe and Supply and Sunoco Fuel all donated in there for the top 4. $500 went to the top for the winner, and then second place got a $100 gift card. Third place got a Milwaukee cordless hammer drill, And then fourth place got 10 gallons of Sunoco fuel. That's how it kind of broke down. So it was just a good, fast night. Once again, you just have to get to the heat. And once it went to like 7:15, that sun goes down, it was nice. It was nice night.
Hey, I hear you're selling race fuel out there now.
Yeah, we are. We actually had Sunoco race fuel being sold by, I called her Leah, but it's Lena Miller. And they're coming out of Yuma, Arizona, and they have 110 and alcohol that they sell at our track.
They drive all the way from Arizona?
Yep.
Well, talk about race supporters.
Oh. Yeah, that's Bill Miller on your radio station before. I've had him call in, talk to you.
Yeah.
He's a dedicated racer. He's been doing it forever. I mean,
Well, that's what we need. We need dedicated racers. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I mean, when I was talking to the drivers last night, the drivers meeting, I'm like, we need to do a lot of things, you know, for next year. We need to start planning on how we can work with other tracks, like, mm-hmm. you know, Paris. I'm sure once we get into, you know, the people that run the track, Todd, Judy, Trisha, and Troy, you know, they're trying to do whatever they can, make the thing better. And they're trying to bring in different divisions and different, you know, right. different forms of racing entertainment. Is what we're looking into. But we just need to start working with other tracks like Paris and working mm-hmm. on scheduling so we're not on the same schedule. And then, like, you know, Kokopa, I've heard rumors that they might be running, that they might not be running, you know, that they might be a limited schedule. They're mm-hmm. talking about maybe one or two races, but we need to work on our rules so we can accept their cars mm-hmm. into our racing, you know, because they are two different divisions. You can't run the same car in the same division that are two different classes, you know, scaled out.
Right. Sounds like a winter meeting for all the track owners.
That's right. That, I know in our off season, we're looking forward to actually, you know, taking some time off, taking a break, and then actually going over this and trying to figure out how we can make the racing better. Mm-hmm. I'd like to open up maybe a Hornet class, you know, a four cylinder, mm-hmm. like what we did with the celebrity cars, but mm-hmm. maybe open it up to maybe a different kind of a newer, cheaper version of a pure stock class would be really cool. Because then you go to the wrecking yard or you go to any impound yard, you're picking up a car for a couple hundred bucks, sure. throwing the cage in it, doing the safety stuff, and you can come out and play. And, you know, if we can get enough cars, you know, it'd be a fun thing to watch these, you know, front wheel drives up there, you know, on each other. And, you know, trying to get around the track would be really cool.
Yeah. By the way, your secretary just informed me it's Leanna Miller.
Yeah.
She used to race.
I heard her music in the background playing here. I'm sure she was giving you the text. But I'm glad she, like I said, I can't thank Brittany enough. She is a super person.
Isn't she, though?
Along with racing, along with promoting, you know, she is.
She's the best.
And then she was supposed to go on a girls' cruise with a Corvette, but she wasn't able to do that. She was bummed about that.
Yeah. I haven't heard hide in a hair from her, so Michelle, so I don't know what she's doing. That would have been a great trip.
I saw a couple pictures on Facebook. You know, she's out there. She was having fun with all the other vets. Classic vet show today.
So oh, yeah.
Anytime someone gives you a vet, go, hey, go take this thing for a road trip for a couple of days. You're like, see ya.
See ya. Don't want to be ya. All right, buddy. How many more races?
We're down to the last three. Next race will be September 22nd. Be a normal night. Hopefully we have perfect weather and start getting back into it. Then we get into October 6th. Gonna try and do the figure eight race, right. and then our last race will be October 20th. We're bringing back the California Lightning Sprints for the last race of the season.
Well, maybe we can get some KUSI here for the last race. What the heck?
We got to hook something up, guys.
All right, I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All right, buddy, enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Thanks a million for calling in. BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com. Hey, this is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer.
Power on.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. ParisAutoSpeedway.com. They're located at 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. This music is for Brody Roa, who's on the line. So turn up your radios just for a moment. Oh, it went away. We'll have to. Doggone it. Okay, Brody.
Got it. Send me, hey, Dave, how you doing?
Send me your address. I'll mail you that CD. There it is. All right. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I can't complain. Had a long drive home. Just rolled up to the house.
Very good. So should we call you champ now or should we wait?
well, for the week, sure.
How'd you do last night?
Last night we did all right. We ran fourth last night. Track was a little tricky, and you know we went there the last night leading the California Sprint Week points. Yeah. So went in for one job, and you know made it happen.
Yeah. So where'd you race last night?
Hanford at Keller Auto Speedway up there.
Hanford, where in the heck is that?
It's
quite a ways, I bet.
Yeah, it took us about 4 hours to get home this morning.
Well, you guys can find the racetracks, can't you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that was the close one of the week. So you know, we put on about 1,600 miles on the truck,
and
trailer this week, traveling around.
Wow. So what kind of track did you run at last night? I mean, it was in Hanford, I know, but I mean, it was I know it was dirt, but how big?
I think they call it a 3/8.
Okay.
It's,
that's quick.
They reconfigured it this year, and the infield's probably about a quarter mile, and the top's probably 3/8. It's a really wide racetrack now. So lots of room to race.
Is that good? You like it better than the last configuration?
Yeah, yes and no.
Yeah.
It's just different. You know, last night we were right up on the rim and there was a big rut through one and two and Ooh. Made it real tricky and technical. So
okay.
It's fun, but you know, it can bite you pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, if it was easy and it never bit you, then why would you do it, right?
Right, right. You gotta have downs.
You gotta have it. I mean, you know, once you think you've got it and then all of a sudden I don't know what. And you can't say Mother Nature, but whoever the racing gods are, turn around and smack you a couple of times. But you're doing good. It looks like you're going to get the championship this year. I don't want to jinx you, but.
Yeah, I've been trying not to talk about it too much yet. You know, we got a lot of racing left, but this week was definitely a step in the right direction. We started the week with a 3-point advantage, and I don't know, we got like a 50-point lead now.
Yeah, so, but see, I'm like you. I never look at numbers. Whatever ends at the end, ends at the end. Because you're not going to change anything. Because the minute you try to do something different than what you're doing to make up points, you know it's going to bite you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We just got to go do our jobs every week. And, and what happens, happens.
Yeah. Well, and the main thing, I can hear it in your voice. You're still having fun. You're still loving it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if it wasn't fun, we would have been done a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, who puts 1,500 miles on a truck dragging a trailer and still grinning? You know, I mean.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, so what do you got planned for next season? I mean, I don't want to jump the gun or anything, but you're the type of guy I know that kind of thinks ahead. You don't, you know, you kind of plan things out. What do you got planned for next year?
Probably some of the same stuff. Yeah. You know, see how this season finishes out and talk to the team and see what we want to do.
Yeah.
I know there's some big races in the Midwest we want to hit next year if we have the funding to go do it. And, there's a big 2-day race at Knoxville for the non-wing cars next year that we want to go back there, maybe leave a car back there for the summer.
Yeah.
Well, who knows?
Then you need to bring something down here to KUSI and promote just finding sponsorship to get you back there, my friend. Happy to do it. Happy to do it. I mean,
one of these far and few between off weekends, we'll make it happen.
You got it. Well, you know, you're a great representation, you know, of the West Coast. You know, when we know you're going back east, you know, you're right there. I mean, you know, it's they know when you're coming that there's a really good chance you could walk away a winner. So, I mean, whatever we can do to help promote that, you know, whatever we can do, I'm here for you. You need to have some kind of a racing car show, you know, and raise money for the cause. I mean, heck, we send high school kids, you know, to go play soccer, and everybody in the community gets together and has a big, you know, big bake sale and what have you to help get you there. I don't see any reason why we can't get you there.
Hey, there we go.
Yeah, we'll talk off air, and we'll see if we can't make. No, but I'm dead serious. You know, I mean, it's kind of like this GoFundMe thing. I mean, I think GoFundMe is kind of strange, if you want my honest opinion. I think I would rather.
Yeah.
Are you on the same page? I mean, it's just, I feel guilty. I would never do that. I'm sorry. I just couldn't do that. But I could have a car show. I could have a bake sale. I could have a barbecue and raise money that way towards the fund. I will give you a tip.
Yeah.
I will give you a tip. You're going to love this. You're too young, but there was a race driver by the name of Joaquin Arnett, and he was called the Bean Bandit. And he was a land speed wrecker. He was Hispanic and the greatest little guy in the world. Him and his kids, I mean, they raced and raced like nobody's business. But, you know, he was like you and I. You know, he didn't have a budget. So he had to figure out any way and every way he could to make enough money to go racing. So I don't know if his wife came up with the idea, but he would have a yearly party for all his race fans, all his advertisers, and his wife would stay up all night and make burritos. And she would sell the burritos, and he would tell everybody there's a blue M&M in one of these burritos. And if you find it, I'll give you $500 cash. So they sold out burritos like crazy. I don't even think they charged I don't know how much silly money. So I had him on radio one time. It was a long way after all that, and he wasn't racing anymore. And I said, by the way, did anybody ever find a blue M&M in the burrito? And he goes, who puts a blue M&M in a burrito? Are you kidding me? But he made a bucket load of money. And then somebody else told me, they said, dude, it would have melted and you would have never known it anyway. But that was that was his way to pay for his motorsports fix. Is that good or what?
Yeah, that's pretty clever.
I think it was real clever. Well, this was a guy. I know this is a Paris Auto Speedway segment, but what the heck. This was a guy up at Bonneville that a friend of his burned a hole in a piston. So he welded the piston closed with the piston in the engine, and the car went out. And the car went out and broke the record it was trying to break. Who welds a piston inside an engine block without damaging? Is that crazy? And he was
pretty crazy.
And he was one of the first guys to use nitro. He had a friend that was a chemist, and he loaned him some nitro, glycerin, to make his cars or his motorcycles really go faster. I mean, this guy was amazing. Just amazing.
Yeah. Innovative.
Oh yeah, more so. So hey, we gotta talk about your sponsors. Who helps get you to the track?
Oh man. HD Industries is the biggest one.
What do they do?
Stop an engine.
What do they do? What's HD?
They're a diesel repair company in Long Beach. Cat Cummins, Detroit, and ZF Transmissions and Baldwin Filters. They're a huge support to us. They've been around since just about day one.
Wow, that's excellent.
Sprint car racing. So we got a couple, you know, day one supporters like Biker Bruce Fisher and Burris Racing. They stuck with us through a few years where we were down and we were running very good. And they're still on board and helping out more than ever. And you know, can't do it without people like that. Competition Suspension, Maxim Race Cars, Norma Leonard, Lee Leonard, my whole family, my wife, there's a lot of people that go into getting this race car to the track and, you know, running a whole week like we did this week. And, my good buddy Zach and Joe, they come down to the shop during the week and Zach goes to all the races with me. I take him away from work and, travels around. So, yeah, a lot of people that it wouldn't happen without them. It's a big team effort, and we all have a lot of fun doing it.
Absolutely.
Most of the time, at least.
Yeah, and I bet you don't even pay him.
Yeah, no. I try to at least feed him and get him some beer at the end of the night. So.
Hey, I never seen a crew man yet that wouldn't take beer and food over money.
Oh, yeah.
I used to
He gets out of work.
Yeah. Well, and if he gets out of work, I mean, you're not work. You're fun.
Yeah. Yeah. He might say otherwise, but.
Yeah. I bet you he wouldn't be there if it wasn't fun for him as well. Well, because it's part of a team. It's like a family. You know, a lot of people don't understand the motorsports community, you know, until you actually get in it. and see what the grassroots are of a motorsport family and a team, because it's truly a family. I mean, thick and thin, you guys will do whatever it takes to get to the goal. I know I've crewed enough race cars to last me a lifetime, so I get it, sleeping in the back of a truck. You know, I can't even look at an English muffin with chili on top of it again. I mean, hardly at all. That was in every night, Monday through Thursday, when I crewed this guy's car. That's what his wife fixed every single night. No deviation.
English muffin with chili, huh?
Yep, and a little bit of cheese, a little onion on top. Actually, just made me hungry. All right, buddy. Hey,
it's lunchtime again.
You got it. So when's your next race?
2 weeks out of Paris, the 22nd. So we'll wash up tomorrow and get the cars ready to go and try again in 2 weeks.
All right, buddy. How do people follow you?
They can follow on Facebook, BR Performance or Brody Row Racing on Facebook. My website, BrodyRow.com. And we got a link on there if anybody needs some T-shirts or hats, stickers, whatever you need. It's all on the website, and you can see the results and write-ups that Scott DeLosio does for us, and keep up on the season.
Well, if you'd like, I'd love to send you a couple of Racer Radio stickers. You can slap them on the car. Maybe that'll bring you some luck.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, buddy. Hey, we'll talk to you down the road, folks. Check this kid out. And don't forget, Paris Auto Speedway in 2 weeks. All right, this is FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. Signing off just for a moment. Baby, when you take the wheel, you drive me crazy. Must be the love I feel. So put on the gas and find the groove again. All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170. And this segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in lovely Santee. Go to certifiedcarcare.net. They can work on all your cars from headlight to taillight. Also, host specialties. If you're into trick plumbing for your hot rod race car, go to www.hosespecialties.com, hosespecialties.com. Or just call them at 619-562-4750. All right. Hey, we got Joel Rayborn on the line. Raced last night. Seen him on Facebook. He's got an absolutely beautiful race car. I don't think I've seen it. It was absolutely gorgeous. Joel, how are you today, sir?
I'm doing pretty good. And how are you, Dave?
You sound a little tired. Are you a little tired?
Just a little. Just got done unloading a couple things from trailer. And just so I can get it ready to wash tomorrow. And so just got done with that and got back from the end of California Sprint Week. We were able to go up and run Hanford and Watsonville.
Oh, okay. I think Brody Roa must have been up there as well. Did you see him?
Yeah, he ran the whole week of California Sprint Week.
Yeah.
And I guess became the Sprint Week champion, too.
Yeah, son of a gun. So, now, were these tracks you had never been to before?
Yes, I've never been to Ocean Speedway or King Speedway.
What'd you think of Ocean?
Ocean was pretty fun. I've actually been there before. I've never raced. So, kind of seen it before, just kind of fought in a tight car all night. And then the main just kind of fought a little bit of a tight car, but just a little tired and trying to get through that. And then at Hanford, started off real good. At Ocean, we were 10th quick in hot laps, and then don't remember where we qualified, but at Hanford, we qualified 12th.
Mm-hmm.
So had some stuff figured out there. It was pretty fun. In the heat race, finished 5th. I was behind a couple people, and then it was pretty good, though. You know, still learning the track and got some more laps. And in the main, it was just a little dusty and hard to see and just tried to get through it.
Yeah, gotcha. Is that a new car, or is that just a new paint job?
No, that is the same car we've been running, the Jim Blakesley 12B Sprint car.
Okay. Is it a new wrap or a new paint scheme?
No, it's the same.
I don't remember being green. Oh, interesting. Maybe it's been a while since I've seen the car. Look like, I mean, I know it's sitting there, it doesn't do anything, but it looks pretty fast. So you think you've got it figured out, the combination?
Yeah, we actually got a couple things figured out on the setup this weekend. Also have to thank Tom Saratich and RJ Johnson. They were both kind of working with me and getting me through both nights and learned a lot of things about the setup and what things do what to that car, and learned a lot of stuff there and got better every time we hit the track. So yeah, I just can't thank Tom Saratich and RJ enough. They, you know, like I said, both nights got me through it.
Kind of took you under their wing, so to speak, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you know, and that's important that you have that. I mean, and it's good that you've got folks that are willing to, you know, take you sort of under the wing, as the old saying goes. I think that's awesome. And, you know, you and I have talked for a long, long time. It's all about seat time. You know, that's the only thing you're lacking is seat time. And, you know, the more you drive, you know, I'm sure you're just feeling more and more comfortable with the car. Now, granted, when you go to different tracks, I mean, the setup and everything is going to be different. But that actual feel that you're looking for in the car, I think, is pretty much there, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, this weekend we figured a couple of setup things out on why the car wasn't working in certain places. And, you know, like you said, you know, you go to new tracks, but now, and as I get more and more laps, like you were saying, you know, you get better and realize what you need in the car and what setup you need in the car and, you know, what changes to get you around the place quicker.
Yeah. Are you back in school?
Yes, I started August 16th.
Oh, so you took a couple of days off to go racing?
Yes.
I would too. So not for you to be worried. You could always catch up, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I got my work and got it all done, so yeah. No worries there.
Yeah, well, your dad wouldn't let you go if you didn't get your schoolwork done, so we already knew that. But and, you know, we got to throw a big shout-out to Pops, because without him, you wouldn't even be talking to me.
Absolutely. I got to thank my dad for everything he does. It's, you know, this weekend it was, you know, just him working, and I helped out wherever I could. But
sure.
You know, if I was in the car, then couldn't help. But
right.
So, and then, yeah. So just getting prepared for the next race at Paris Auto Speedway, September 22nd.
Yeah.
And see if we can't find some sponsors to help us win Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, wouldn't and, that be try, sweet?
Try and run those races so we can get USAC CRA Rookie of the Year and maybe see if we can't go out to Santan Valley, Arizona. Arizona Speedway, September 28th and 29th.
Yeah. Well, if people wanted to help you out, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
The best way to get a hold of me, you can email me at jarayborne, R-A-Y-B-O-R-N-E, at gmail.com. Or if you want to go through Facebook, it's Joel Rayborn Racing. On Instagram, it's Joel Rayborn. And on Twitter, it's Joel Rayborn as well.
All right, very good. Well, like I say, there's nothing I'd like better than you to hit Rookie of the Year, and I know your dad would appreciate it, too, for all the hard work that you guys have put in. Because, I mean, you've had ups and downs, which is normal when you're getting into racing, but, you know, if anybody deserves Rookie of the Year, you know, you definitely do. You're a great representation of the sport. You know, you present well, you interview well, and I don't know of any advertiser out there that wouldn't be thrilled, you know, to have you represent their product. We just got to get more people in front of you. So, with that being said, if we don't make it before the end of the season, we got to get you down back on TV, get another video, and then start sending that out to all these potentials for next year. Because I'd love
it. Yeah, absolutely. And I appreciate that, Dave, the kind words. And yeah, we'll have to get down there and show them, you know, that's one more thing I can do for them. And,
yep.
You know, try and benefit them as they benefit us. So.
Well, every advertiser you've had, you've gone to their businesses, you've displayed the car, you've sat there hours upon hours talking to anybody and everybody. So you're a good representation of the sport. I mean, there are some kids out there that all they want to do is drive. They don't want to deal with the public. Well, you don't do that. You actually do both sides of it, and you do it extremely well. And I have nothing to gain by telling you that because you have no money. Okay, so we already know that, right?
Yeah, so I got to thank the sponsors that helps out, like DJ Safety. I think they've been helping me for 12 years or 11 years now. So that's pretty cool to have them on board. And, you know, that's a big help because safety equipment's real expensive. So,
oh, yeah.
And, you know, ROW Signs and Graphics keep the car looking good. So I can't thank them enough either. And Justin Coleman's over there. And also Justice Brothers and Jake Swanson Shock Technology, helping us keep those shocks dialed in.
Yep.
So, and, you know, everyone who helps us out there.
Yeah. Have you got a food sponsor yet? Have you got a food sponsor yet?
No.
Got to get you a food sponsor, dude. That's what racing's all about, where they'll bring either pizza or cheeseburgers or something. I'm always thinking ahead.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. I got to thank Shaver Racing Specialties, too, and Don McCaskill and Ron Shaver.
Yeah.
Even this weekend, you know, I was communicating with them and just, you know, checking up and making sure that we're running the right things in the engine after they got it all dynoed. Got to thank them for dynoing it, too. You know, that was a huge help and found a lot of power in a couple issues.
Yeah, it's funny where that little mystery horsepower is hiding. I mean, it's everywhere.
Absolutely. You know, it's kind of like a car. You know, any little adjustment, you know, really affects the car. And you know, on that engine, they did very few things, and they know what they're doing and got a lot out of it.
That's excellent. All right, buddy. Hey, well, thank you very much again for calling in. I know it was short notice, but I do appreciate you taking time out of your busy afternoon, because I know you got a lot more work to do on the trailer and the race car and get ready for Parrish Auto Speedway in 2 weeks. I'm going to see if I can't get myself up there, because I got to get you some stickers to put on the race car from Racer Radio, since you've been on so much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love that. And I can't thank you guys enough either for helping me promote myself and try and get further. And like I said, just promote and whatever, and you guys help me out a lot, you know.
That's
whenever
okay.
I need a radio spot, you guys get me one.
That's right, and you can tell any advertiser you got radio and TV at your disposal anytime you need it. All right, buddy, say hi to the family and give the race team a hug, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right, thank you, Dave.
All right, buddy. All right, folks, don't go too far. Gun Sports Radio's coming up next. This is FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.